You're listening to the Equine Forum, presented by Woodbine Entertainment.
Arrowgate's going to take the far outside route. He's coming up on the outside of Gunavera, but he's a long way behind Gunrunner and Collected as they make their way to the top of the stretch in the Breeders' Cup Classic. They're into the stretch, and it's Collected and Gunrunner. They've been battling since the gates opened. Gunrunner's got the lead. Collected West Coast is bearing down on them on the outside. Final 16th. Gunrunner reaching for the wire. Collected's alongside. And then comes West Coast and War Story. But Gunrunner's on top of the world. He wins the Breeders' Cup Classic over Collected. Then came West Coast, followed by War Story. Arrowgate was coming late, but too late. The final time was 2:01.29.
Boy, if that doesn't get you pumped up for the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar, nothing will. What a way to lead into this segment. I now have the privilege of going down the road to the Breeders' Cup with Hall of Fame trainer Steve Asmussen, North America's all-time leading trainer with more than 9,500 career victories and purse earnings now in excess of $369 million. That number, by the way, second only to fellow Hall of Fame trainer Todd Pletcher all-time. Included among those lofty numbers I just mentioned are 7 Breeders' Cup winners, 2 of those coming in the Breeders' Cup Classic, his most recent, of course, being Gunrunner, and that call you just heard from NBC's Larry Colmus, the only other time the Breeders' Cup was held at Del Mar. So it's a good omen. It's a special place for trainer Steve Asmussen. He has 6 horses pre-entered into this year's Breeders' Cup and would love nothing more than to add to those lofty totals next weekend. Steve, appreciate the visit here. Thanks for joining me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good lead in, as you put it.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, you think about those numbers and everything you've accomplished, and you think about the call we just heard of Gunrunner. When you were listening to that, what was going through your mind?
I've watched that replay many a time. What a great performance on a great day by a great horse.
Where does that win, in your second classic win, where does that rank for you among all the things you've been able to accomplish? It's got to be right up there.
Oh, it definitely is. Like I said, it was a great performance by a great horse. The style in which he did it, taking it to him. Racetrack hadn't shown or definitely wasn't playing towards his style, but had the confidence in him. Florent had the confidence in him to ride his race and just simply ran him off their feet. And 45 and change first, half mile, going a mile and a quarter on a racetrack that hadn't been favoring any pace, I think says what a true champion that Gunrunner is.
Yeah, your first win came with Curlin in the Classic back in 2007, and that was your very first Breeders' Cup win. What a way to break through there. What type of horse, Steve, does it take to win a race like the Breeders' Cup Classic?
Our 2 victories in the Breeders' Cup Classic are with Curlin and Gunrunner, and one is a Hall of Famer, and the other one is no doubt going to be a Hall of Famer. So for me, that's the caliber of horse it has taken.
We're going to walk through all your runners this year, but since we're talking about the Classic, let's just go ahead and start with the big one and Max Player. He comes out of that huge win in the Jockey Club Gold Cup at Saratoga on September 4th. He has been brilliant in his recent starts. Do you see Max Player fitting into that mold of a Curlin, of a Gunrunner?
His last 2 races, as you mentioned, are outstanding. His Suburban win and following that up with a very good win. Off track in the Suburban at Belmont Park, but then transferring that form to 2-turn race, mile and a quarter, in the Jockey Club Gold Cup at Saratoga is, very exciting. He is trained extremely well in California recently. Sunday moved to Del Mar and has looked great over the surface at Del Mar. And we expect another top-class performance from Max Player in the Classic.
He was struggling a bit before those 2 victories in the Suburban and the Jockey Club Gold Cup that you just talked about. 6 in the Pimlico Special, didn't run all that well in the Saudi Cup, certainly. What's been the key to getting that light bulb to go on and seeing this turnaround from Max Player?
Well, Ricardo getting him away from the gates and being in the race. He had eliminated himself in the majority of his starts for us previous to that, just, you know, giving him, you know, 7 to 10 lengths away from the gates in the first 4 and 5 jumps with a horse that's obviously distance help, and he stays and made a concentrated effort to have his first 100 yards considerably better, and then he stays on extremely well from then. He's always been a horse that's had a lot of class away from the poles. He is an impressive horse, and then just giving him too much to do in quality fields away from the gate.
How does that surface at Del Mar stack up to the surfaces he was running on back east at Belmont and Saratoga?
It'll be very interesting. You know, that's meet starts on Wednesday. Haven't been on it. They haven't been training on it until this Monday. So it seems to be in very good shape right now, and they're training over it very lively. The Del Mar weather has everybody feeling really good and very sharp, but yeah, we will definitely be watching races starting Wednesday intently with how the racetrack is playing.
So often we'll hear about trainers that will go out, Steve, and they'll walk on the turf course early in the day or early in the week before a big event like the Breeders' Cup, for example. Some trainers will go out and they'll check out the dirt course. Will you get out there? I mean, you're out there every morning with the training anyway, but will you actually get down and physically get a feel for what the surface is all about?
No, I definitely have not learned that skill as a trainer. I'll rely on my handicapping and watching races run.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so there you go. So there's a good point. So here's North America's all-time leading trainer, and you've won more races than anybody else in the history of the sport. What's your approach to coming into a big event like this? How do you do it?
Well, I think that you're concentrating on getting your horses at their peak mentally and physically on the day in question. I feel extremely confident how this group is training and how they're acting. And then what you are looking for from here on out is how the racetrack is playing. And if there is any bias as far as what part of the racetrack that seems to be favoring or something, whether you're avoiding it or trying to get to it, I think that depends on how big a bias it is.
All right, let's go back to the other horses then that you have pre-entered. We'll start on Friday. Echo Zulu in the Juvenile Fillies, undefeated daughter of the aforementioned Gunrunner. Just heard that call of him winning the Classic. This is actually the 10-year anniversary of your only other win in the Juvenile Fillies with My Miss Aurelia, and that was another filly coming in. She was another filly that was also a perfect 3-for-3, just like Echo Zulu. So tell me a little bit about her.
Yes, that is My Miss Aurelia being a winner of the Prezette, also very similar time to Echo Zulu's. And then the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly was My Miss Aurelia's first 2-turn race, as well as it will be Echo Zulu's. She's just a brilliantly fast filly, very straightforward right through the front door, very handy, very confident filly that's got a tremendous amount of ability. And we're very excited to have her, let alone the chance to win the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies with her.
When you're preparing a young horse like this to go around 2 turns for the first time, what are some of the things that Steve Asmussen's keeping in mind?
Well, I think it's very individual with each one of them. I mean, this is a filly that is very handy. She's been away from the gates very cleanly in all three of her races. We would expect more of the same. And she's very, very professional as far as racehorses go, concentrates well. Has run straight as a string and seems to know where the wire is. But we're just same as with My Miss Aurelia going into it. We're looking for more of the same.
That's the only horse you have pre-entered for the Friday races. We were expecting to see Gunite in the Juvenile, but he is not pre-entered. What's up with Gunite?
Well, he did travel to California with Echo Zulu, but he's had 7 runs as a 2-year-old and done plenty. And I think his works with her at Santa Anita showed that she's going forward and he needs a little break.
Visiting with Hall of Famer Steve Asmussen, going down the road to the Breeders' Cup here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. All right, let's move on to Saturday, because you're going to earn your money Saturday, Steve. You're going to be a busy man. We'll start with Silver State, who is pre-entered into the Dirt Mile. Boy, has he been good this year.
Absolutely. You know, anytime you get a chance to run a Met Mile winner in the Breeders' Cup Mile, he is, you know, just an absolutely beautiful horse that's having a tremendous year, and nothing would be better than capping it off with the Breeders' Cup Mile victory. I doubt there'll be a better looking horse in the Breeders' Cup than there is Silver State, and we're very excited for this opportunity with him.
Yeah, he's very, very talented. And that win in the Met Mile, how brilliant was that performance?
Well, I defeated the classic favorite in the race, and he's training really extremely well right now. So we're very excited.
You also have Snapper Sinclair for our good friend and colleague here on the network, Jeff Bloom. Snapper Sinclair cross-entered into the Dirt Mile and the Turf Mile. Which way do you think you guys are leaning there?
Well, it appears that we will. I think he's too far down the list to get in the Turf Mile, and Snapper is extremely versatile. He actually was fourth in the Dirt Mile a couple years ago at Santa Anita, and last year he's second in the Cigar Mile. So very surface, versatile horse that always brings his A race.
All right, let's move on to the Breeders' Cup Sprint. When I say the name Jackie's Warrior, what things pop into your mind, Steve?
I think obviously puts a smile on my face, you know, with what a brilliant racehorse he is. It is wonderful to have a horse of this caliber, a three-time Grade 1 winner for Kirk and Judy Robeson, just you know, great owners in the sport. It would be a very special moment to possibly win the Breeders' Cup Sprint with Jackie's Warrior, and actually most likely would make him the champion sprinter of the year. And with that on the table, that would be a huge honor to share with the Robesons.
You have been blessed over your career with so many wonderful relationships that you've had with your owners and long-standing relationships. Why would this be so special to win it for Judy and Kirk?
You know, from El Paso, trained for him at Sunland Park. It's a remember where you come from moment, you know, and I probably have been fortunate enough to work for them for over 20 years and just had some very nice, good, solid horses. But Jackie's Warrior has exceeded that and is obviously the best horse that I've had for him. And that sort of long-term relationship and loyalty in this game. Wouldn't it be great to share a Breeders' Cup victory?
Yeah, it would be very, very special. And finally, let's talk about Clairiere in the Distaff. She comes out of that big win in the Grade 1 Cotillion at Parks on September 25th.
Yeah, I mean, I'm extremely biased when it comes to Clairiere being a daughter of Curlin, just as classy as a filly can be. Out of, you know, the great mare Cavorting, and it was extremely rewarding to see. She's always kept top-class company, but for her to break through and have her Grade 1 victory in her last start in the Cotillion, and her trajectory is up, and we're nothing but respect for the field and the Distaff, but Clairiere will definitely be heard from.
She had been Grade 1 placed on a couple of occasions before that, Steve, and finally, as you said, broke through in the Cotillion to get that Grade 1 victory. For people that don't understand what that means to a mare's value, talk about how important it is, especially for a three-year-old filly like Clairiere.
Well, I think that her value is, how could you possibly be worth more than a mare like her?
Yeah.
You know, Curlin Attic avoiding the great race mare she is. But for me, it's just that's who she is. She's capable of that. And for her to accomplish it is the feeling. Her value is quite obvious and substantial, always has been, always will be. But I definitely don't think that the Cotillion was her last Grade 1 victory. This is going to be a great race mare.
Yeah, she's very, very talented. She will have to turn the tables on her rival, Malathot, who has beaten her a few times in her career. What's the key to turning the tables on her and everybody else in that distaff, Steve?
Running faster than they did. In horse racing, you get paid for what you do, but you pay for it. So your resume will not run for you. You got to show up and do it. And Clairiere is more horse than she's been in the past, and I think her recent form is showing that. And regardless of who the measure is.
Well, when they say there is nobody better, you can certainly say that about Steve Asmussen, because nobody in the sport is better at saddling winners than Steve Asmussen. Steve, listen, appreciate the visit. Thanks for taking some time here this morning. I know it's a busy, busy time of year for you. Good luck at the Breeders' Cup, and we'll be looking for you in the winner's circle.
Thank you very much. Excited for the week.
All right. Hello.